بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز عن ربيعة بن يزيد عن أبي إدريس الخولاني عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال. This is a حديث قدسي. Hazrat Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه narrated from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. O my servants, I have made zulam, oppression, haram upon myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have made oppression, zulm, haram upon myself. And I have made it haram, forbidden, amongst you also. فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. Then you should not oppress one another. The very first thing in this hadith al-Qudsi, that we should not oppress any person. Then, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, all of you are misled, all of you are astray or misled, except that person whom I guide. Therefore, ask me for hidayat, ask me for guidance, I will guide you. And in the Salat, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Continuously we are reading in all the rakats, every Salat, beside the Fard, the Nafil. So when we read اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, we must have that feeling, we're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us unto صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ جَاعِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala then says, O my servants, all of you are hungry, you have got no food, except that person who I feed. Therefore ask me for food and I will nourish you. I will feed you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُهُ فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسُكُمْ. O my servants, all of you have got no clothes. You are naked. When you came in this world, nobody came with clothing on. Every person came naked. Allah Ta'ala says, ask me, I will give you clothes. So Allah says, all of you are naked except that person who I clothe. So ask me for clothing and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi. So in this hadith you can see, first of all, zulam was mentioned. Then Allah Ta'ala is asking us to beg from Him for the simple things of this world, our food, our nourishment, our clothing, besides the effort that we will make and then have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala continuously. Ya Allah, you feed me. Ya Allah, you nourish me. You give me the clothing. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants, verily you sin, you commit sins day and night, and I am the one who forgives all sins. Ask me for maghfirat. Turn to me, make tawbah and istighfar, I will forgive you. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ضُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. Allah then says, O my servants, you can never reach harming me. With all your might, your power, your intelligence, your knowledge, your skills, if you want to try and harm me, it will be impossible. Neither will you ever be able to benefit me. Allah can never be harmed nor benefited. We are the ones who are harmed and benefited. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa wants us to turn to Him and understand His might, His power, His supremacy, His oneness, His greatness, His loftiness, His grandeur. يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي مُلْكِي شِيَا. Allah Ta'ala then says, O my servants, if the very first one of you, that is from Adam alayhi salat some time, till the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single human being, أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, mankind and jinn. So can you imagine? Every single human being, every single jinn. If all of you had to adopt the piety of the most pious person in this world, every single person's heart is that heart of the most pious person in the world, the most righteous person. Every person is so pious. That will not increase my kingdom any bit. Allah is free from all any help, assistance,
Allah does not even require our worship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us how lofty, how great He is. And the converse, يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَفْجَرِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شِئًا. If all of you have to have the worst person's heart, and every person is so evil, that will not decrease the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is samad. Allah is beniyaz. Allah is not muhtaj, He is ghani. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Then Rasulullah says, Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants, if all of you, from the very first person till the very last person that will come into this world, mankind and jinn, Every person has to stand on one common ground, one common platform or plane, sa'idin wahidin, one ground, every person is standing. And every person is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some person is begging in his language, in Arabic, somebody in English, somebody in Urdu, whatever the language is. Every person is asking Allah ta'ala his dua. And Allah says, I will give each person, I will answer each person his supplication, his dua. So every single person, right from Adam alayhi salatu sometime, till the last ummati, each person is granted whatever dua he wants. Allah says, that will not decrease my treasures, except that amount, that when a needle is taken and placed into an ocean, and then the needle is removed, what amount of water will you ever see and imagine on the tip of the needle? Basically nothing. Nothing. So Allah says, I will give every person, but that will not decrease my treasures. In the Quran, Allah says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. O Banda, whatever you have, one day it will come to an end. Your money, your possession, your cars, your buildings, your properties, it will come to an end. Whatever is by me is continuous. Whatever is by me never becomes exhausted, never becomes decreased. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. This is a very important point, inshallah. If we listen to this carefully and make amal on this and ponder over this the entire day, Allah ta'ala then says, O my banda, O my servants, it is only your a'mal, your deeds, that I will preserve and record it for you. Then I will give you your full due on the day of Qiyamah. So whosoever finds good deeds on his credit on the day of Qiyamah, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, he must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever finds besides that, in other words, you don't find good deeds, you find only bad deeds, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ, then don't blame any person beside yourself. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, that we should do good deeds and refrain from bad deeds. This is the whole test in this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala spoke about zulam right in the beginning, how evil zulam is. Allah has made it haram upon Himself, and we should not make zulam upon mankind in any way, or even the creatures in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a person, be Muslim or kafir, doesn't mean that we have got a right to make zulam on a kafir. No. Whether the person is a believer, Muslim or non-Muslim, we don't even make zulam on an animal. That is why in Qurbani time we are told to sharpen the blade, not in front of the animal, away from the animal, and it must be sharp so that the animal is slaughtered swiftly. The famous story of a woman who was very pious, outwardly very pious, hadith is mentioned in the kitabs, that she had tied a cat, and she prevented that cat from any type of food. She didn't feed it, nor did she allow that cat to eat from the insects of the ground even. On that, Allah Ta'ala became so angry, so displeased, that Allah then put her into Jannah. So our Islam teaches us even to look after animals. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His greatness, His loftiness, that everything is in His control. Whether we obey Him or disobey Him, that's not going to change the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what Allah wants from us, that we must do good a'mal And Allah is making the angels write down, record all his a'mal. So that we on the day of Qiyamah do not say, tell Allah Ta'ala that where's the proof of all our deeds. Allah knows very well what we are doing, what we are not doing. But Allah makes the angels write, and these books will be presented to us on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever finds good deeds, he should praise Allah. Whoever finds anything else besides that, then he cannot blame but himself. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.